Government agents have searched 18 U.S. companies as part of an investigation into illegal arms sales to Iran. The move comes as the Departments of Defense and Homeland Security try to cut off the supply of sophisticated weapons to Tehran. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Agents conducting these searches are following a paper trail that began in the California city of Bakersfield in 1999. That's when customs agents learned a British company called Multicore had opened up a California subsidiary. It was involved in the purchase of parts for F-14 Tomcat fighter jets. Late in the year 2000, agents searched the Multicore facility in Bakersfield. Michael Garcia of the Bureau of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, the new name for the Customs Bureau, says they found clear signs of illegal arms sales.
We found evidence that a number of items had been shipped over to Iran. F-14 Tomcat fighter jet pieces. That particular jet's only flown by two military services, our own Navy and the Iranian Air Force.
Shipping those parts to Iran is a violation of U.S. export restrictions. Two officers of Multicore were later arrested and pled guilty to violations of those laws. Another was prosecuted in Britain, home to Multicore's parent company. Agents raided the firm's London facility last year and are now trying to figure out whether U.S. firms were duped or willing participants in the scheme. On Wednesday, agents searched 18 different companies in 10 states from Oregon to Florida. All are smaller aerospace firms like Sunrise Helicopter in Spring, Texas, or Brandex Components in Sunrise, Florida. No one was arrested, and court documents indicate that agents seized computers. Michael Garcia says the government is trying to figure out just what these companies knew about the smuggling effort.
We're looking for hard evidence of transactions, bills of sale, export documentation, and we're looking for other communications surrounding the transaction that will indicate who was involved and what they knew at the time the shipments were made.
U.S. export laws require the companies ensure their products are not destined for countries like Iran, which faces very strict export controls. Michael Garcia says companies are expected to know where their products are going.
These particular parts are strictly regulated as munitions and require State Department licenses. And then we look to what is your knowledge? What was your intent? What is the evidence showing that you knew the ultimate destination or should have known the ultimate destination of these highly controlled military equipment?
In recent months, the government has announced law enforcement actions against a number of arms exporters for trying to export howitzer cannons and unmanned aerial drones to Pakistan, assault weapons to Colombian guerrillas, and aircraft engines to Libya. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.